الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we know the common expression that old is gold, which simply means that anything which is old, it gets more value, or anything gets more value when it becomes older. We have sometimes some things at home. People collect coins, and the older the coin, the more the value of that coin. Old is gold. We have in our society old people, elderly people, and these people are significant people. They are extremely important people. They play a vital role in the social fabric of any community and society. This interconnectedness. They help to strengthen bonds in the community. With modernism and the progress we see in the modern world, with the different gadgetry that now comes about, it's a very fast lifestyle. Everybody is so consumed. We look for more and more different type of inventions. And in the process, many values, many morals, Islamic morals and values that we had, suddenly we tend to forget these values. We begin to neglect these values. Whereas the old people in our community, they are a priceless treasure, a most valuable khazana. You can never get their type of wisdom, their experience, and their du'as. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, we have become so consumed in our way of life, very fast-paced life, that we neglect, we ignore this segment of the community. So we will remind ourselves that old is gold. The elderly people are precious. They are more significant in each person's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, which we have heard many times. And there is that time when Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is now in charge of the treasures of Egypt, and we know the brothers have come not realizing and recognizing that this was the same brother Yusuf. When he was small, we threw him into the well, not realizing that now he is the same person we are standing in front of and stretching our hands and waiting for him to give us some ration. And we know that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam had made a plan to keep Binyamin, his brother, with him. When they had said, he had put the goblet, his goblet into his sack, and when they searched for the goblet, because they said the king's goblet is missing, somebody has stolen this goblet. And when they searched, they found it in Binyamin's sack. It was just a strategy, a plan to keep his brother Binyamin with him. What did the other brothers come and say? قالوا يا أيها العزيز إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانا إن نراك من المحسنين. That, oh minister, verily he has an elderly father. The father will miss him. The father is very fond of him. Please take any one of us in his place. We remain behind. Let him go back. Ulama have mentioned, إِنَّ لِلْأَبِي حَقًّا أَيُّتَوَسَّلَ بِهِ. That the father's right is such, the father's position is such, the elderly person is such, شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا, the elderly man in society, that he can be used in society to try and convince some party. He can be used as a means, a mediator, somebody who can intercede on our behalf. His position can never be neglected. Quran says, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءُهُمْ. They do not cheat and give less and deficient to people what they ought to be given. The actual meaning was for when a person is weighing, measuring. Do not cheat when you're measuring, when you're weighing. Give them the full due. Ulama have written under this verse that also people of rank, elderly people in society, do not cheat them, do not deprive them of their rights. That type of reverence, that type of honest, of respect, that type of love and care that they should be given, do not cheat them regarding this. Do not become deficient in this. Give them their full share, what they ought to be, how they ought to be respected and loved and cared for. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to emphasize the importance of an elderly person, one hadith, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَشِيبُ شَيْبَةً فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. There is no person who becomes elderly in Islam, in other words, he becomes old, and he has a white beard, his hair is gone white. For each strand of white hair he gets in lieu of that, one hasana, one blessing, one good deed. One daraja is raised for him in the akhirah. One sin of his is forgiven, and therefore Rasulullah has emphasized, لَا تَنْتِفُ الشَّيْبَ فَإِنَّهُ نُورُ مُسْلِمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That do not pluck out the white hairs, because it will be noor for a believer on the day of Qiyamah. Last week we heard about the different ways of getting noor on the day of Qiyamah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has shown us the status, the position of a person whose beard is gone white. It should not be ignored. And therefore the warnings have been very, very severe and stern. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show a person the importance of an elderly in society, he says, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِكْرَامَ ذِي الشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَالْجَافِي عَنْهِ وَإِكْرَامَ ذِي السُّلْطَانِ الْمُقْسِطِ. Verily, from honoring Allah, showing reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one way a person will show reverence and respect and honor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by showing compassion, by showing care, by showing love, by showing importance and reverence to an elderly person in the community. And then the hadith goes on, talk about the hafiz of the Quran, and then a just ruler. Rasulullah SAW therefore has mentioned, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. This is not a very straightforward, casual statement of Rasulullah SAW. It's a very heavy statement. A very serious statement. A very stern statement. Imagine if the father tells the child, you got nothing to do with us. You're out of our family. You don't belong to us anymore. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know he was rahmatul alameen, and he says, Laysa minna. He is not from us. Does not belong to us. Wo hum mein se nahi hai. Who? That person who does not give respect, honor, reverence to the senior person, to the kabir, to the elderly person in society. There was an elderly woman in Madina Munawwara, blind, disabled. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu hears about her, and immediately he says, I need to assist this old woman. And so he goes. And when he goes, opens the door, takes permission, makes salam. He looks around, everything is spotlessly clean. All the work was already done. He's wondering who could it be. He tried to inquire from her. She says, somebody comes. I do not know who comes. The next day, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu goes very early. And he enters his home. He conceals himself behind the door. And not long after that, somebody knocks on the door, makes salam, enters, and immediately sees through the chores of the home, and he sees through this elderly woman. And when he peeps, he looks, he sees it is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. They knew the value and importance of an elderly person in the community. They knew if you respect an elderly person, you're going to strengthen the fabric of society. Umar radiallahu ta'ala himself becomes a blind Jew, old man. He sees him begging outside the masjid. Umar radiallahu ta'ala pulls his hand, asks him who he is. You're from the Ahli Kitab. Who are you? He says, I'm a Jew. He's blind, old, he's begging. Umar radiallahu anhu takes him to his house. He feeds him. Then he takes him to Baytul Mal and he fixes an allowance for him. Despite the fact that he was a non-Muslim, but he was an elderly person in the community. There is no other deen that shows importance to elderly people as much as Islam shows. We don't have a particular day in the year where we will now respect the aged, the old people. Islam enforces this as part of our conduct of every believer. And the purpose of this talk of mine is to bridge the gap between many of us who tend to forget and neglect the status and the rank of the elderly people in community. We ignore them. We don't realize that old is gold. Many of these elderly people, they need some support. They need somebody to talk to them kindly, politely. They need some assistance. They need companionship. How many of them feel so redundant. They feel so helpless. There is nobody around them to give them any type of respect, care, love. All they are waiting for now is for their candle to be blown off. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit the old people. He would care for them. In fact, he was humorous with them. This is a narration, an incident of an elderly woman, Najuz. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, make dua, I get Jannah. Rasulullah looks at her. He says, no, old woman won't enter into Jannah. She goes back crying. Rasulullah calls her back. Why are you crying? He says, you said old woman won't enter into Jannah. He says, but you read the Quran? She says, yes. He says, Quran says, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make every person young. In other words, oh my mother, you will not enter Jannah in an old stage. You'll be young. The age that has been given in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, that people would be 33 years of age. So he was humorous, light-hearted. There were some youths that came into the company of Rasulullah ﷺ. They spent 20 days in his company, in his sahbah. And after some time, Rasulullah ﷺ then realized that perhaps they're missing home. He asked them, who you got at home, how many siblings you have, your parents, etc. Then he tells them, when you go back, then you practice whatever you learned here. And when it's time for salah, then somebody must give adhan. And then the one who is akbar, the most elder in age, he should lead the salah amongst you. Again, old in age, elderly. There were two sahaba, young sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. One was Muhayyisa, radiallahu anhum, the son of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, or Mas'ud radiallahu anhum, son of Mas'ud radiallahu anhum, or Mas'ud. And the other one was Abdullah bin Sahal radiallahu anhum. They both had gone to Khaybar, was where the Jews lived. It was time of peace. So they didn't have any fear that we'll be attacked. Nonetheless, they go for some work. And then both of them in Khaybar, they part ways, they have some work to do. And when Muhayyisa comes back, radiallahu anhu, he finds his companion, Abdullah bin Sahal, in a pool of blood. He's been killed by some Jew. Any case, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he brings along the brother of Abdullah, that is Abdurrahman bin Sahal, and his own brother, Huwayyisa. Three answers, they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the brother of the killed person, the killed Sahabi, he begins to speak, to tell Rasulullah what happened. And Rasulullah looks at them and he says, Kabbir, Kabbir. No, let the elder one speak. Kabbir, Kabbir, let the elder one speak. From this also we understand that let the elderly speak first. They have more maturity, they have more wisdom, they are able to explain properly. In a dream that Rasulullah saw once, that he was making miswak and two people entered and they both wanted the miswak. One was older than the other. Rasulullah in the dream, he gives the miswak to the one who was younger. Immediately he is told, Kabbir, Kabbir, give the one who is elder. From all these narrations we understand the position of the elder in society. There's a long incident of a Sahabi, well-known, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, absolutely brilliant, very intelligent. He's sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that gathering were great Sahaba, senior Sahaba, like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and others. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses a question to the majlis, to the people, to the audience. They tell me, which tree is there that resembles a believer? In other words, believer has qualities and traits and characteristics like this tree, which is very beneficial. So Sahaba began to mention various trees that they thought of. But nobody was giving the right answer. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a young Sahabi. He was a youngster. He knew the answer. He was desiring to give the answer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he did not reply. And then Rasulullah sallam tells them, it is the date tree, the date tree, the khajur tree. And as they go back home, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu tells his father, Papa, I knew the answer. I knew it was the date tree. So his father tells him, oh my son, why didn't you give an answer? If only you replied, it would have made me so proud of you. It would have been better than possessing red camels. He says, oh my beloved father, I did not feel like expressing the answer in the company, in the presence of people like Abu Bakr and yourself. You are the elderly people. You were the senior. I felt it disrespectful to give an answer. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Sahih al-Bukhari, has actually brought the heading, Babu Ikram al-Kabir, the chapter where a person honors the senior person, the elderly. And in this, he's brought the same hadith. وَيَبْدَأُ وَيُبْدَأُ الْكَبِيرُ بِالسُّؤَالِ وَالْكَلَامِ. So when people are asked to speak, the elderly should speak. There's so many incidents. My topic is not just on parents. And of course, the importance of parents. We know the importance of parents. It is so sad today, so sad. In fact, we did the hadith this morning that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that, you know, you should not swear your parents. And the Sahaba couldn't understand. Swearing our parents. An impossible thing. Then Rasulullah explained to them at that time that sometimes a man swears somebody else, and in response, that person retaliates by swearing this person's father. So he swears that person, and then that person swears his father. So what happens? You have actually initiated swearing your own father, as though you have sworn your own father. In that time, it was not possible to understand and comprehend that the person will swear his own father. In today's time, we have seen this. Where youngsters swear, they use vulgar language. They are rude to their own parents. There's a famous incident, father and son sitting, and it's a beautiful night, and they're watching the sky, the stars in the sky. The elderly man asks the son, "Boy, what is that?" He says, "Papa, it's a star." After a few minutes again, "Boy, what is that?" "Papa, it's a star." After a few minutes, "Boy, what is that? Papa, you gone deaf or something? How many times I told you this? Don't you understand? Don't you realize it's a star?" Then the father responds, "Beta, when you were a young boy, you asked me questions multiple times. I never became frustrated. I never became angry with you. Each time you asked me, I responded softly, politely. I told you, Beta, this is it. This is it. I asked you today a few times and you became so upset." We need to show them that love and care. Appreciate them. Sometimes they may behave like a little child. And the verse I read, "Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin." Allah has created you in a weak state. All of us were created from a drop of sperm. We grew up as a little child. The child is muhtaj, is unable to walk, he crawls, he requires the support of the parent. Then after du'af, Allah gives quwwah. He's a young man, he's got vigor, he's active, he's strong. And then comes the time. After quwwah, there's du'af, there's weakness again. The knees begin to pain. You have nothing, no control whatsoever. Your vision becomes weak. Your hearing also fades. Wrinkles appear on the face. You become bent. You require a stick. You require support. Du'af and shayba, old age. This is the aging process that Allah has mentioned in the Quran. It's a vulnerable condition. This is the time when you require to support your parent, to support the elders in the community. We see in this masjid, Dr. Saab comes in the morning and he places the chairs long before the musallis can come, who require, the elderly musallis, who require a seat. He does it quietly and he places this. This should be something that you and I should be doing, the young ones. How often we go to the toilet, there's a queue. Maybe there was some program, some event. And there's a whole queue and you're standing, you're next to go into the toilet. You're a young man. But there's an elderly person. And we see him, we ignore him. Brother, you will lose nothing. Give him the preference. Hold him by his hand and take him inside first. This is Islam. This is mannerisms. This is how our conduct should be. If there is a place reserved for elderly people especially, how often you find that, no, I'm just going to park there, I don't care. And even this, if there's no space reserved for elderly people, I'm there early, there are many parking bays. Ikram means that I should park in such a bay where I can walk myself and leave that place for somebody else who is more senior. He might require assistance, it might be difficult for him to park somewhere very far. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know this. It should be within us. Make ikram of our elders. Many a rich child who is enjoying a large business, an empire, is prosperous. And those youngsters forget that who started the business? Papa. But suddenly Papa becomes now very irritable to them. Let Papa stay at home. Old school of thought. Doesn't understand the new generation and how we should make business and wepar. He's coming in our way, he's irritating us. Or the old mother at home, the old granny, she's coughing a lot at night, she's disturbing my children. Send her to the homes. This is the reality. Group of youngsters were traveling by boat. An old man sitting on the boat. And they look at his frail condition. They thought they were very smart, intelligent. They began to say, "Bhaji, old man, you studied?" He said, "No, better, I didn't study." "You know biology?" He said, "No, I don't know biology." "Radiology?" "I don't know radiology." "I don't know anything." "Psychology?" "I haven't studied that. I don't know it." They enumerated so many ologies. Poor man is saying, I don't know. And not much time elapsed when suddenly the waves became very, very severe, very fierce. And the boat started rocking. And the old man sees the faces of these youngsters. Now they're pareshan. They're holding on to the side of the boat. They're looking at this man very frantically. He says, "Beta, what has happened?" He says, "We're going to drown." He says, "Haven't you learned swimology?" We need the old people. Their wisdom. With all due respect, of course we love our youth. May Allah make them ambassadors of deen. It's a lesson to bridge the gap between the youth and the old people. That old Nanima, when she makes that roti, believe me, the roti doesn't come out like a square or a rectangle. It comes out round shape. It is absolutely tasty. Perhaps her recipe, if you look, with that old cursive writing that we learnt in school. And today we've got modern technology all in the computer. But what happens to the young girl today? She can't make that roti. She buys it. She buys it from the shop. We need the old people. Show them that care. I will terminate. There's so many other things I would wish to have shared today. The person mentioned so nicely, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, says, when the rain is over, the umbrella becomes a burden. When the rain is over, the umbrella becomes a burden to carry. Now that same mother, father, uncle, aunt, that elderly person in community, who we deem him now to be weak, fragile, useless, redundant, now we want to close the umbrella and just pack it off. Send him off to some home. I can't care for him anymore. I don't have any time for the elderly. Rasulullah is warning, Laysa minna. He is not of us who does not give respect to our seniors. May Allah give me tawfiq first. Grant all our youngsters the tawfiq of respecting our elders, giving them that physical support. You come to the masjid, you can see an elderly person. He needs assistance, and guide him, hold him by his hand. Guide him. Place the chair for him. He needs water, give him that water. At home also, when we are traveling also, give preference to the elderly person. Give him that physical support. Give him that monetary support. Perhaps he doesn't have any. There's a story of a person who was sitting very, very quiet outside the masjid stairs. And one sheikh goes past. He knows him. And he stops the car. He goes up to him. And he sees the tears falling down his cheeks. He says, "Oh, my uncle, what's the matter?" He says, "I lost my wife a few months ago. I'm missing her tremendously. You don't have any children? I have children. How are they to you? Are they wonderful kids? Perhaps the grandchildren are the problem. How's your grandchildren? Wonderful, they love me. So why are you crying?" He says, "You see, my wife, she knew my habits, my ways. She knew the food I liked. Today when I want that type of food, the olden type of food that my wife used to make, these youngsters want to eat burgers, they want to eat out, they want pizzas. They can't blend with me, they can't gel with me. They respect me, they love me. But their taste is different from my taste. They wake up at night and they venture out, they want to go out at night. I can't go out at night. I need to go out during the day. So I'm missing my wife because she understood my ways." Shakespeare had mentioned that old age is a second childhood. And that's exactly what you're saying. Sometimes the elderly person behaves like a little child. Understand the behavior of that elderly person who's behaving like a child. Respect that person. Be polite to the person. Imagine if you had to be in that person's shoes. What will you do? وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ